makes you want to run away. Thursday, such a crazy, lazy day.
This is HDN.
Yeah, Thursday, such a crazy, lazy day. Let's go have a picnic. Thursday, such a crazy, lazy day. Hope it doesn't rain.
Thursday, May the 29th.
Sweet baby Jesus in an evening gown. I have just come from the biggest and best social experiment known to man, the youth dance. I'll set the scene here for you.
Don't you think you're a bit old for youth dances?
Well, I was the chaperone.
Oh, okay.
It was the first time we tried this over at the Beaverbank Kinsack Community Center, and it was a dance for, well, preteens more than anything, grades 6, 7, and 8. They should have charged admission to the adults to watch this because, my God, it was entertaining. I'm still waiting for the dance portion of the program to start because...
Oh, let me guess. Boys on the right, girls on the left, backs against the wall.
No, there was a lot of intermingling, but not a lot of dancing. A lot of running around. Saw some girls doing the splits, so they were doing some gymnastics. But it was hilarious. Everyone comes in and they pay their $5 and they got glow sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And we had free pop and popcorn.
Sounds like a rave. Were you holding a rave? Glow sticks and pop?
Well, it was sort of a glow-in-the-dark theme. We had the black lights going and...
Passing out ecstasy as they walked through the doors?
Yeah, exactly. No, we were there to prevent that kind of stuff from going on. But, oh, God, felt like the character from Saturday Night Live. Attention, teachers and students. Please do not whip people with the glow sticks. Please use them as bracelets. Do not throw them around. Please do not cut the glow sticks open and pour them into the cans of pop. Thank you.
What? They're drinking it. Oh, gee, you don't need ecstasy. They're drinking
it. No, they were
glow
just
sticks.
Caught these couple of kids. They were pouring the contents of the glow sticks into the pop and then shaking the pop to see what would happen. Oh, good Lord. Anyway.
I hate to say this, but what happened? I'm curious.
You would be.
Wish I was there.
You got to go to the next youth dance to find out. So I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but every Canadian citizen has the right to arrest bad guys in this country. And Halifax is no exception. The citizen's arrest is alive and well in Halifax.
Would you ever do that, though?
I don't know if I'd have the balls to do that.
No, me neither.
Well,
I'd be too terrified to do it. I can't even honk my horn when somebody cuts me off. I'm afraid he's going to get out of the car with a machete.
Well, Halifax police is sort of bringing this to our attention because it happened this week. A Highfield Park Drive resident made a citizen's arrest of two people who were suspected of stealing his Honda Civic. Now, I guess the man was in a legal position to make the arrest because the car was his property. Now, get a load of this. He pulls up into the parking lot of the nearby Shoppers Drug Mart, parks his rental car in front of his stolen truck. He just pulls into the parking lot, spies the truck, and goes, hang on a minute, that's my stolen truck. So he takes his...
Okay, if it was my own vehicle, I think maybe citizen's arrest might be in order.
So he...
Because I'd have to be so absolutely sure.
Sure. Well, he blocks them in and then confronts the other driver and actually pins him to the ground while calling police. And a man and woman were taken into custody. So regional police say, yeah, you know what? It does happen. They've seen it for something as simple as graffiti. But it does apply only in limited circumstances. I guess any of those circumstances include protecting your own property, in this case, buddy's car, if you're pursuing a criminal or intervening in an indictable offense. So if you catch somebody committing a crime, then you are well within your rights to make a citizen's arrest.
Perfect. I'm going out. I'm going to arrest some prostitutes. Honestly, Your Honor.
That's what the handcuffs are for, right? Gotcha.
I'm going deep undercover.
Is that undercover?
I'm going to break up that drug ring.
Or is that undercovers? Hey, good news for skating fans. The Oval reopens this Saturday for summer activities. And the track is going to reopen, and they're going to do the same thing they did last year. You can rollerblade and, bicycle or just use the track for running, whatever you want.
You can actually use your ice skates if you really don't like them.
You don't like them that much. If you are wanting to rollerblade and don't have the equipment, they're doing the free rentals once again, just like they do with the ice skating. They'll rent the rollerblades and the helmets and all that stuff. If you're bringing your own equipment, anything with wheels, you have to make sure that you have a helmet. You're not allowed to participate on the oval unless you have a helmet. Really good news story coming out of Yarmouth this week, where a mother duck and her ducklings were saved from a sewer drain by an off-duty police officer. I guess this all unfolded Tuesday afternoon. The mother duck was squawking near the entrance of the sewer grate, and passersby sort of saw this going on and wondered what the deal was. They saw the duck was extremely agitated, and that's when they spied the ducklings that had fallen through the grate, and they were just sitting there in the water. So somebody was driving by, stopped their truck, and pried the grate off, and that's when an RCMP officer arrived on the scene. He happened to be off duty and was just zipping into town. He heard the call for help, and turns out he was the only one with arms long enough to reach. And he lay down on the ground. Somebody else held his ankles while he dangled into the hole, and one by one plucked each one of the ducklings out of the sewer drain and got him back onto dry land. And I guess 11 ducklings in total had to be rescued. Apparently, as soon as they were all together, the mama duck collected them all up and waddled off.
Didn't even thank the cop.
The nervous, some people's children. Well, this is a story out of San Francisco, but this is so cool. I just had to tell you about it. Somebody is dropping envelopes full of cash across the city of San Francisco, causing an international frenzy on social media. Now, this started on Friday. An anonymous man with the Twitter handle @hiddencash has been hiding the money throughout the city, and that is leading scores of people on a scavenger hunt. It went from just a few hundred followers on Friday to more than 80,000 and counting by midday yesterday. And one of the clues on Tuesday, for example, told San Francisco followers to, quote, find Mr. Franklin along the crookedest street toward the bottom. Translation, there was a $100 bill at the bottom of Lombard Street, the popular tourist attraction there, known as the crookedest street in the world. And he says that he's doing this as a social experiment for good, says that he made his money off of San Francisco's hot and lucrative real estate market, and he's hoping that the people who get the money, who win it, pay it forward. So kind of neat. Apparently, he's going to be doing this in Los Angeles over the weekend and is thinking about doing it in New York next month.
Do it in Halifax.
If you want to follow him, @hiddencash is his handle on Twitter.
So I went to the opening of the new Rona on Roby Street, because you were talking about that on the podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
And the old Piercy's, Steve the hot dog guy, still was in front of the old Piercy's doing his hot dog. Yeah, but nobody, it was kind of sad, because nobody's going through that door.
Sure.
It's all closed up, and he's just there with his hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, bought a wheelbarrow, though, so I'm a happy camper.
There you go.
Got to buy some dirt to put in the wheelbarrow.
This is a really cool business idea that is catching fire in Halifax, and I'm telling you, this is the exact type of innovation that we need. A couple of, a trio of 20-something friends have launched Free to Charge. They create and provide mobile charging stations to places like Casino Nova Scotia, music events, and other areas where people are waiting for long periods of time. And so while you're waiting, you can charge up your cell phone battery or your iPad, your laptop, whatever. And they got the idea when a couple of them used to work at the Telus store, and more people would come into the store to charge their phones.
Sure.
And so they kind of thought, interesting. They found an engineer to help draft a plan for the station, and it uses a locker system as well as open charging, so you can get a locker.
Oh, and put your phone in the locker, plug it in, and
it's all locked up.
What a great idea.
Or if you just have the time and you just want to stand there, you can just plug it in and stand and, you know,
hang outside the lockers.
Hang outside while you wait.
They discourage that, especially in junior high.
Mm. So kind of neat. I guess there's something similar to this at the Metro Center, but this is sort of the first commercial version that's really starting to take off. They're thinking that maybe 10, 15 stations around HRM by the end of the summer.
Hopefully including the airport.
That'd be an ideal spot for
it. You know, how many times have you plugged your phone in and then you had to kind of sit beside the wall plug?
Mm.
You know, I mean, if they have one of those stations where you could just lock it up and let it charge. That would be perfect.
Yep. They're aiming for a network of 500 of these machines in the region over the next 3 to 5 years.
And they're run by a generator?
Or
do they just plug it in and use the mall's power, sap all the mall's power and make money off of it? I'm liking that idea.
Yeah. But I mean, what a great idea. You know, if you're going to a concert, say Citadel Hill, and there's a couple of those charging stations around.
Well, there's always been a charging station on Citadel Hill. I don't know what that means, but if you include Citadel Hill at the end of the sentence, it always sounds dirty. I'll show you a charging station on Citadel Hill.
And once again, it looks like we have sun coming up for the weekend. So just to let you know, there's free family yoga in Acadia Park in Sackville on Sunday starting at 10 a.m.
Now we have the sun, but do we have the warmth?
Yes.
Yeah, last time around we had the sun. Might as well have been a fluorescent bulb that somebody turned on outside in a freezer.
No, it looks like yesterday was sort of the last of that. Starting today, extending through to the weekend, we are looking at temperatures in the high teens and could be low 20s by the end of the weekend.
That's better.
Much better.
Yeah. Today is the day that the BBM results come in.
Oh, yes. It's
ratings for all of the radio stations. They get to find out how many people put their name on the little diaries.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember earlier we talked about the whole ratings period and how all the stations had contests at the time. Have you noticed those contests seem to have gone away?
Yeah, there's no more trips or money being given away. What's up with that?
Well, September. That's when you can set your calendar to the next phase of all of these contests. In the meantime, I guess tomorrow we'll go over the rating results and see who's first, second, third. The interesting thing about it is radio stations always can do a spin on it. Every station, they'll say they're number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like because
they're not lying.
No, you can divide it up. You can say, well, here's the demo 25 to 34 or 18 plus, or of course there's men. This is strong with it, and it actually does make sense. You see, you get the rock station, for instance. They're always big with men, and that's why you notice that on the rock station you're going to have the beer commercials and the car commercials and things like that. Whereas more shopping malls,
grocery stores,
to the stations that are skewing female.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, everybody's number one. Well, it does make sense though, because if you're selling airtime on a radio station, 12 plus doesn't really tell you much because from 12 to say 20 something, they don't really go out and buy stuff like cars, like beer, like, you know, things like that. So a lot of the stations ignore the younger demographic.
Which is absolutely foolish because that generation has a lot of disposable income. I mean, I just, you know, you look at Bronwyn and see how much money she spends at places like Garage, Aeropostale, or however. I think that's what it's called.
Is that what the kids are calling
That's what the kids are calling it.
Well, the interesting thing about this whole demographic thing, you might remember, of course, you youngins won't remember this, but in the 60s and 70s, they were always catering to the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. So in the 60s and 70s, it was toys, it was Saturday morning cartoons, it was sugar cereal, it was all of that. And then when the baby boomers got older, the cereal turned into healthy cereal, then it was the cars, then it was, and so everybody has been targeting the baby boomers. Well, now the baby boomers are retiring, and there are some people saying, you know what, maybe we should look at the younger generations now, because we're either going to start targeting somebody else, or we're just going to be talking retirement homes and funeral plots. And
I'm telling you.
That's all that they're going to be advertising.
You see the commercial spots on now, hearing aids, magic canes, bath inserts. I mean, it's
one-level living, these beautiful places. Oh, yeah, the baby boomers are so spoiled, that entire generation, because everybody catered to them, right? Through the swinging 60s and 70s and then the 80s, that's when the baby boomers all of a sudden had all of this disposable income.
That's right.
That's when the yuppies came to be, and everybody, you know, he who dies with the most toys wins.
Well, technically you're a baby boomer.
Oh yeah, I'm at the very back end of the baby boom.
Yeah,
to the extent that I can be classified as a baby boomer, but there weren't any jobs left for me. There wasn't any good stuff left for me. I was just kind of, you know, you're in the last few years of that. It's not technically you're a baby boomer, but really not so much. So definitely make sure you're back here again tomorrow. We will run over those BBM ratings and tell you how your favorite radio station ranked.
Until then.